Israel, Amr and Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, The Second Son, was written by Ernest Kenoy.
The sun of Palestine beat hot through the still air above the white, dazzling streets of Tel Aviv. The pulse of day slowed as the sun climbed higher in the sky. The beat of the city grew more deliberate, lingering, as though gasping for the next breath. The traffic thinned. Pedestrians hugged the shadow at the building's edge and leaned forward, searching for the breeze promised by the deep waters of the Mediterranean. Hung high over the Holy Land since the shepherd kings led tribes through the hills, since the harp of the psalmist soothed the mind of the troubled king. But then war came. Modern war, world war, 1939. The armies worked on through the midday heat. The planes roared off toward the desert battlefields of the west, and the long truck convoys snaked through the city streets from the docks, filled high with rations, gasoline, cans, guns, men, and ammunition.
I've got sixpence, jolly, jolly sixpence. I've got sixpence to last me all my life.
Soldiers from all parts of the world, Britain, South Africa, India, and Palestinians rode the bouncing trucks, feet hanging over the tailgate, eyes on the balanced load of high explosives.
No pretty little girl to deceive me.
Hey! You chaps all right back there?
Why don't you drive round them holes?
I ain't got no industry.
The load all right? You bounced off one crate. Hold on, I'll get it.
Never mind, there ain't time.
Oh, but it's live ammo. You can't leave it lying in the street.
No time, we've got to catch a train.
Yeah, he's right, we're way behind. Leave it lay. The war ain't gonna wait.
Hold on, then.
Now, in the streets of Tel Aviv, under the hot, hanging sun, the broken crate lay tipped over the curb, the wood shattered, and the bright pointed metal caught the light and glittered. The way lay in the city streets, open, sharp, shining.
Mother, mother, that silver light, shine upon my pillow through the night.
And now along the silent streets comes the little boy kicking at a stone, counting the squares of the sidewalk, singing to himself as he walks.
Mother, mother, I want the sun to light my pathway when night's done. Mother, mother, that burning light to lead me from the darkness of the night.
And now he stops by the broken crate and jostles it with his foot. He bends down to look closer. The stencil letters are unclear, and the words are cut short by the broken board.
75 mm. Mark 4, number 1878989.
The boy pulls at the shining nose that peeps out of the shattered case. It slips in his hand, but his nails catch round the rim. And slowly he draws it out into the light.
Wow! Look at that all shell. Boy!
Round in his hands he turns it. The light flashes and flecks the white walls of the building. Now in the streets of Tel Aviv, the little boy turns war in his hands, over and over, flashing in his hands.
The hands are all right. Skin grafts will take. Minor lacerations of the chest, burns on arms and face. The eyes are gone. The boy will be blind.
Mama, shush, Reuben. I'm here.
Mom, it hurts. It's all over.
Oh, you'll be all right, baby. They said so. Hush,
Mama. Mama, I want a drink. Some water.
No, later, Reuben. They said later.
It's dark, Mama. Turn on the light, please.
Not now, son. Not now.
Mama, are you still there?
Yes. Go to sleep now. The doctor wants you to sleep.
I only took it out of the box because the sun was shining on it. I didn't know.
That's all right. You sleep.
I can't sleep. Water. What's some water?
Not now, Reuben. Here, I'll sing you to sleep the way I used to.
I can't. It hurts.
Mother, mother, I want the moon to hang at evening in my room.
Mama.
Doctor, Reuben's eyes. There's nothing...
Mrs. Varga, the entire optic system is damaged. The boy is lucky he wasn't killed.
Yeah, I know.
The burns and cuts are healing nicely. He'll have scars, but that's to be expected.
But his eyes.
He's blind, Mrs. Varga, but he's alive.
Blind.
He can still live, but it's up to you. He can live almost like any other little boy, or he can turn inside himself, twisted, warped. The young recover quickly, Mrs. Varga. The scars of Reuben's face are almost healed now, but the scars that will come, the wounds inside... Their healing's up to you.
In the hospital, it isn't the big pain. The major operation, the flaming scars that leave the convalescent turning in his bed over and over, hot and yet chilled, tired and yet restless. But the long weeks stretch out. The day breaks into the meaningless routine of meals and medications. And then the blob of color in the dull drab of the hours. The visiting time.
Who's that?
Reuben.
Mama. They took the bandages off my face today. They just left my eyes covered. It itches awful.
I know. I brought you something, son.
What?
It looked lonely on the shelf without you. So I brought it with me.
My violin. But, Mom, I can't...
You were doing so nicely, I thought maybe you'd like to play. Here.
Feels good. It's awful out of tune, listen. You didn't take good care of it, Mama. Listen to it complain.
We'll take better care of it now.
Mother, can I keep it here with me? Would you ask the nurse, can I keep it?
You can keep it, Reuben. Mr. Fenyams will come in for your lesson if you like.
Here in the hospital?
Here in the hospital.
Good to have my violin again, Mama. It's good to have something.
It is said the man who can whistle is never alone. The man who makes friends with a melody is always in good company. When the world is black from hour to hour, from day to day, the ear strains for the friendship of music, for the perfection of the chord resolved, for the order of the measured beat in time.
No, no, lighter, Reuben, lighter. Bounce the bow. Don't saw like a carpenter. Ah, so, so.
Is it all right, Mr. Benyus?
So-so. More work, Reuben.
But is it all right?
For now. But more practice, and more practice, and still more.
More?
Listen, youngster, today at the symphony, the maestro had me go over the solo violin part 5 times. If the concertmaster of the Palestine Symphony goes over 5 times, you, Reuben, can go over 505.
ear has a fleeting memory, a will-o'-the-wisp, when the prompting of the eye is cut away. The lightning patterns of melody, the long irregularities, and ingenious innovation of the masters of music, these can be followed when they are plotted on the staff, present to the eye to be transmitted to the instrument. But when the eye is dark, the ear must serve for both. And this is long and tedious, a wall between the man and the melody.
B flat, A flat, D, D trill, C, D, E flat.
C, D, E flat. All right, Mama.
Should I read it again, Reuben?
I think I've got it this time.
You sure?
Listen.
Will you remember it from Mr. Penyon's?
Sure. Once I play it, I don't forget.
Well, then what's next?
The Mozart.
Mozart. Here. Key of G.
G.
Three-quarter time, first measure, G, C.
Hope, it is said, is a matter of time. He who died yesterday would have lived tomorrow. He who limps today may run next year. The world is a vast grave for men whose fatal illness in generations past would scarcely trouble the doctor of today. The mysterious, bewitched, and writhing deaths of our ancestors become the minor ailments of our time. The deafness of Beethoven, the sightless eyes of Homer, the fits and foamings of great Caesar, the melancholia of Poe. When these are found today, we do not dig the grave before the patient dies or throw the life away. There was always something being discovered at that institute around the world or written down across the pages of that journal. Or if it isn't yet, it will be. There is always hope of something new.
It's a new technique, Mrs. Varga, a new discovery. I haven't got the equipment here in Tel Aviv.
Then where?
Hungary. The hospital at Budapest has done the original research. I wrote to the chief surgeon there. He thinks he can produce a partial recovery of sight.
I know, more practice.
Naturally.
I'm leaving, Mr. Fenyev's. We're going to Hungary.
I know. I suppose you'll have a new teacher there.
Can't I wait till I come back to you in Palestine?
You'll be away for years, Reuben, years. But you'll come back someday to Tel Aviv. You'll come back and play for us.
I'll have to play well, won't I, Mr. Fenyev's?
Well, of course. Every artist must.
No, I mean especially well, because I'm blind.
We haven't spoken about that, Reuben. It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. When I was little, my mother took me to the circus. They had a seal that played tunes on the pipes.
So?
Everyone thought it was amazing. An animal playing music. We all applauded. Mr. Fenyev's, if I'm just ordinary, satisfactory like reviewers say, they'll applaud for me, won't they? But it won't be for the music. They'll applaud for my blindness.
So, you understand. Now, play the Bach for me again. To travel across the sea is high adventure for a boy, but to travel and have the sights of the war hidden, to be blind to the gulls and the waves, and to miss the naval ships that steam along the edges of the convoy. That is travel with a joy half extracted. And to hear the whispers of the sweet old ladies hissing, "Poor boy," behind their hands, that takes the other half. Especially since at the end of the voyage is another hospital, a different feel in the darkness, another fear, another terror, another hope.
It's time now, Reuben. It's time for the operation.
Mama. Mama, will I see?
Well, you're old enough to know the truth, Reuben.
If the operation is successful, you will see only a little. A very little.
Oh.
And if it fails, no difference. That's the truth, Reuben.
I understand, Mama.
I have to go now, darling. The nurse is waiting.
Mama.
Yes?
Sing to me. Sing the song you used to. Please.
The nurse is waiting, Reuben.
Please.
Mother, mother, I want the sun to light my pathway when night's done.
The surgeon's hands play a music of their own, adjusting to the rhythm of the body, building cords of muscle and nerve, mending the counterpoint of the arteries. And then, when the fierce, tense battle of the operation is done, the long weeks of tossing convalescence, the repeated torture of the change of dressing.
Careful now. Hand me that bandage scissors. Let me know if the tape pulls, young man.
Tomorrow, I guess.
Now that's the right side loose, now the left. There. Turn out the room light, will you, Mrs. Varga?
Oh, yes, doctor.
All right now, Reuben. Off it comes. There. Well?
Reuben?
It hurts.
That'll go away.
Mama. I think I can see shadows. Outlines.
Oh, Reuben.
The light comes from over there, doesn't it? Is that the window? Mama, is the sun shining?
That's all, Mrs. Varga. That's the limit now. Shadows, outlines, the shape of the sun.
But that sun has not risen high over the boy's small world. It lurks below the horizon, throwing out the false dawn, the dim, filtered light that all but reveals the shadowy world of the almost seen. And now the boy plays for the great Zaporetsky, the master violinist and teacher. The virtuoso leans back, his hand running over the strings of his own violin, following the lightning melody.
Your teacher, young man?
Mr. Fenyev's of the Palestine Symphony.
Yeah. He must be a good musician.
But, Mr. Zucker...
Quiet. A pupil should never interrupt.
A pupil?
Certainly. Now, first we will find you a drill master, a martinet. A musician boy is like an army. Years and years on the parade ground on maneuvers, and all for one battle. The debut.
Yes, sir.
When the foundation is finished, when you can play that fiddle in your sleep... When your hand grows into the bow, then you come to me. First, we take you for the examination at the Academy of Music.
Examinations? But, Maestro, I can't.
Now, don't bother me with trifles. You mean you can't see? Who has to see? You are a musician, Reuben. Now we're wasting time. You've got a lot of work to do if you're going to satisfy me.
The musician becomes an artist when he adds a color that isn't in the cold thread of notes in the score. When he adds his mind and his emotions to the bare skeleton of the music. But before the higher shadings can be added, before the nuances of interpretation can be produced, the fingers must be trained. The feel of muscle tone must be driven over the same track, over and over, till the fingers respond without thought, till the wrist obeys the heart, without the middle step of conscious direction. Over and over. Over and over. The boy could tell the dark from light, but still the finely printed page of the text was barred to him. For music is not all sound. The musician must be scholar as well as artist. And when one pair of eyes is dim,
too can learn the lesson.
The minor seventh was introduced into the work by Italian performers of the 13th century, following the tradition of the older musica ficta, thus bringing down the disapproval of the authorities. Am I reading too fast, Reuben?
No, I've got it.
Uh-huh. Further improvements on the traditional figure today.
So as the war ran round the world, destroying, torturing, blotting out the light of millions, the boy in darkness of his own worked and studied to bring the blaze of music back to his birthplace. Through another pair of eyes, he stored within himself the skills of the masters of the past. And when his hand was one with the bow, when the fingers flew over the strings, he learned from the living master, Zatoretsky.
Something wrong, Michael?
The last few phrases. Listen as I play. It's a different feeling. Even in bravura fireworks, Reuben, you must know it is a man playing.
Then back to Tel Aviv, back to the homeland, to Palestine, seething with the birth pangs of a new freedom. A pioneer land with need of engineers, farmers, scientists, and to win the freedom, fighters. But while the soldiers fought the snipers through the streets, the folk of the city and of the country sang and kept the theater full and clamored for the music of the master.
Reuben, Reuben, Reuben.
Mr. Fenya.
You look so big. When you went away, you could barely reach the scroll with your fingers with the fiddle tucked under your chin.
It's good to be home.
It's good to have the young ones back. So many years they were away to fight.
I know.
We need the youngsters back. They have to build the country. We can make the plan, but the bricks take youthful hands.
They do need builders, don't they? Fighters. Young men who can work, who can see to work.
Reuben.
Mr. Fenyev, it didn't bother me till now, but what good can I be to the land? Can I work the soil of the desert back to grow crops? Can I lay pipe for the water lines? Can I do anything?
Reuben, what have you got in your hands?
My violin.
Uh-huh. Your violin. Boy, when the years are gone, the old ones will drink a glass of water, and maybe they'll remember the engineer who laid the pipe. They'll eat the oranges from the trees, and maybe they'll thank heaven for the young ones who washed the soil free of salt. But when they've heard great music, then they will remember the man who gave it to them. Then just remembering, they will thank him.
So little.
Maybe, Reuben, when you turn toward the window, you see the sun?
Just the outline, the shape.
But when you play, you bring another sun right down to men, a light that warms inside, that makes the spirit grow like the sun in the sky feeds the trees and the grass. Reuben, we see only the outline, the shape of that first sun, millions of miles away, but the second sun. The second sun you bring down right to the earth where men can reach it. The second sun is yours.
The masters of the violin still tower above the boy, but the years are ahead, and this the professors, the critics, the musicians know. In the playing are the visions that hide behind darkened eyes, the sorrow of a world seen in shadows and vague outlines, the sweet joy of the traveler at home once more among his people. He plays beyond his years, for the pain and sorrow age a boy. He draws his bow with the surety of the artist, for long years of learning with the ear has made him sure. The boy plays well. He is applauded for his music, not his sightless eyes.
Thank you, thank you. I'd like to play a song for you. It's a song I used to sing before, a long time ago. My mother taught it to me.
Mother, I want the sun to light my pathway when night's done. Mother, mother, that burning light to lead me from the darkness of the night.
Like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take pleasure in presenting Leo F. Raphael, U.S. District Judge of the Eastern District of New York. Judge Raphael.
Reuben Varga, the hero of our Eternal Light drama today, is a real person, and his story is real. Reuben happens to be in New York at this time, where he is continuing his violin studies at the Juilliard School of Music. The story of Reuben, in a very real sense, represents the story of the struggle of man to overcome the handicaps of another kind of blindness, a blindness to the spiritual realities of life. Like Reuben, men and nations, time and again, have been robbed of their vision to the true values of life. Through no direct sin or misdeed of their own, but as a result of destructive effort far beyond their individual control. And, like Reuben, men and nations are constantly groping for a second sun, which will open their eyes to their common destiny and will give meaning and purpose to their lives. Second suns can be brought into the lives of men everywhere, even as it was possible for Reuben to bring second sun into his own life. And they that walk in the darkness can indeed see a great light. Through the cultivation of those qualities within us, which bring us closer to the divine, we may yet be the instruments of bringing the majestic radiance of a new sun to heal the wounds of a suffering world. The rabbis of the Talmud speak of a class of people who, when offended, have the strength to refrain from returning offense as comparable to the majestic glory of the rising sun. If we but will it, the second sun is indeed within the reach of all of us.
Thank you, Judge Raphael. Eternal Light drama today, The Second Sun, was written by Ernest Kinoy. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Katims. The violin soloist was Max Hollander. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured as Reuben was Larry Robinson, and Martin Wolfson was the narrator. The production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.